your hobbies, because we're seeing people retire with nothing and they're empty and their bank accounts are full, but they're empty inside. And my commitment is not to have you have that. So there you go. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. It's been good to have you. Bye for now.
You ask for it and we listen. Vancouver Pride Society and Van City present Kudos Big Night Out, where starting at 7 o'clock on Davie Street, you're going to find go-go dancers, the city's biggest twister game, right along with the city's biggest beer garden, and DJs, live music, dancing, and even a few surprises. We've gathered the best, you bring the rest, and we'll see you on Davie Street, Friday night, August 1st.
Is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver. At least 4 billion years ago, life first formed on this planet. Around 100 to 150,000 years ago, our ancestors, Homo sapiens, started making musical sounds. Now, welcome to the present. And Son of Night Dreams sounds like the future.
Are you okay?
That was weird.
You were in a trance or something.
I don't want to mislead you. I am very concerned about this situation.
Hey, Jolly John Tanner, your host here for the next 90 minutes with a bullet. Taking you back this weekend, Death Cab.
I descended a dusty gravel ridge beneath the Bixby Canyon Bridge until I ventured at the place where your soul had died, barefoot in the shallow creek. I grabbed some stones from underneath and waited for you to speak to me. In the silence, it became so clear that you had long ago disappeared. I cursed myself for being surprised that this didn't play like it did.
stretch back to land the calmest part. No closer to any kind of truth, as I must assume is the case with you.
Here we are on the radio, formerly Radio Radio, now as Son of Night Dreams, CITR, and the music of the Hermit. Yes, North Shore folks, come to rest in the Lower Mainland, the Hermit. It's been out for a year at least. Turn up the stereo. That was The Breeze with the Hermit, Hamish McTavish. Yes. And the crew. Alrighty, now, ladies and gentlemen, we did start off with a song from Pemberton. Well, it was at least a song that performed there. Death Cab for Cutie. Bixby Canyon, I hear it was the song that kicked off Death Cab's set from Narrow Stairs. That's their latest CD. Check it out. Is that a radar trap we're going through there? No, dear, it's all right. Relax. It's just a cardboard cutout of a police officer. They're doing that these days. Yes. Check the sky tonight, space watchers. If the sky is clear in your vicinity, you might see the International Space Station passing over tonight at 10:52. That's right. Almost directly overhead going west to east, but the weatherman says no, it's going to be cloudy. There we go. That's the awkward stage. Yes, we're all traveling through an awkward stage here at times, and I think I'm in one of them right now. How about you? Okay, we're going to boogie in just a minute here. What are we? Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. No, we're just trying to correlate the frequencies here. They're kind of getting off track. There they are. Okay, that was the awkward stage. They performed The Sun Goes Down on Girlsville, the awkward stage on the Mint label. Check them out. They're a local band, and the CD is called Slimming Mirrors, Flattering Nights. Lights, sorry, lights. Can't read too well. Yes, as evidence why I called Thompson a McTavish. Sorry, Hamish, you're a Thompson, not a McTavish. Speaking of the Hermit, okay, back there a ways. Bell X1, just before that, and Bell X1 from their latest CD entitled Flock, performed Trampoline. We'd like to salute all you sci-fi fans out there. Some of the best science fiction being filmed around here now. Well, I mean, Star Trek was probably one of the earliest and the best. Then there was the 5 years of, oh my God, my brain has gone to mush. Yes, Babylon 5. That's got to be one of the all-time greats. But then Battlestar Galactica, the new one, the new version has come out. And I just saw season 3 on DVD, and it's unbelievable. It just keeps going through twists. And now, the last season 4 is being played out before your very eyes. But Caprica, which is a spin-off pilot of Vancouver's Battlestar Galactica, Caprica is being filmed around town. Maybe it's finished now. I know they were filming back in June, but if Avan and Genevieve are still in town, we're looking forward to Caprica. And just for you, we'd like to send some oldies to you right now. We're going to go way back in time. Yes, back to the 50s for a guy called Little Junior and Little Junior's Blue Flames. Here they come.
Walking down the street, I met a friend of mine, and we stopped and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look at here." He said, "What is it?" "Well, the old folks boogie. And the children too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. lately. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. And then I heard Mama got up and she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. I said, look here, Mama. Don't believe it. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Don't break a day. Oh, now let's boogie. Get it. Me and my friend went on down the street, little fella. And when I got down, I told him, I said, look here. He said, what? I said, I got one more thing to tell you. He said, what is happening? What's happening? Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie. Never break a day. I said, look here, let me change this before I go. He said, wait, where you going? I said, I got to go. He said, what's happening? We got an old-time boogie and a new one, too. Don't nobody boogie like the Blue Flames do. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Don't break me. You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie?
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on is like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station.
Here we go on station 103.787. And we're listening to, we won't be listening to, because that's bullshit. Get that shit out of here. Straight R&B. Straight R&B. Straight R&B.
Pencil.
Program your playlist that sounds the same with the disco tempo cliche intro, whack rap tracks for commercial shows.
Turn the radio down. Turn the radio down.
Turn off that bullshit!
Yo! Turn off the radio!
As you could hear, certain parts of the lower end of the electromagnetic spectrum have been allocated for the man-made transmission of broadcasting. This, of course, blocks out the fainter signals of the stars in those wavelengths. Nor is this the end of the interference. As we dial across the Unilec receiver, we'll come across other ways that man uses the spectrum.
Come you when they play so loud.
right, Chuck Berry there from 1958, and Carol, a song that was covered by the Rolling Stones in the late 60s, and a little bit of the Taurus Incident, incidental music, and we heard something called Unilec 1056. Thank you, Morgan Tanner. And just before that, Little Junior's Blue Flames, Little Junior Walker, and Little Junior Parker, I'm sorry, and Feeling Good from 1953. And you're tuned to Son of Night Dreams right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver in stereo.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
All right, we're all friends of CITR. Jolly John Tanner here for another hour, and then it's Gary Kay and Radio Free GAC will be on the airwaves. But now we've got a little something from Lily. Yes, Lily Allen's here.
The bottom feels so much better than the top. So much better.
It's funny how I come around your house and I'm 20, and I still have to wear all the presents you sent me. I walk into your kitchen, everything's got a label. You've done your Christmas shopping and we're only in April, and you won't leave your house unless you're wearing your thermals. You're covered all in cat hair and you're stinking like Strepsils. You're headed down the Bowls Club, have another orange squash. Balls are rolling, rolling, rolling. You can't walk right, cause things aren't what they were. Your ankles are swollen, swollen, swollen. Don't show up. To pick up your pension, and then you're off to bingo. It's become an obsession. So wary of the kids when they're wearing their hoods up, and even if they smile at you, you think it's a stick up. You only buy the paper just to cut out the coupons. You're saving 50p, but what do you want with tampons? You're always at the doctor picking up your prescription, and they throw in some KY just to ease up the friction. You got a leak in your colostomy bag. Yeah, it's got a hole in, hole in, hole in. Ken, you're shopping with your trolley. It's sad. You're rolling, 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 no shopper. Taking a look, but you never buy. And you're a window shopper. You won't pick it up if it's over a five. And you're a window shopper. Get on the bus, cause you still can't drive. And you're a window shopper.
Pushing the envelope, hurdling borders, do what I want with my music. I ain't following orders, rubbing two quarters together, trying to spit out a buck. Sometimes I'll end up with two dimes, shit out of luck. But then I sit down, put some of my thoughts to words. The very second after the thought occurs, and it gives me a second of rest. Relieves what seems to be an insurmountable amount of stress. Piling up at the same rate of shoveling out. Tread water in this world I know nothing about, but never doubt who I am. I sell myself short of what I'm capable of. Long as I'm doing what I love, I manage. Use what I've been taught to my advantage. People trying to bring me down, but they ain't doing no damage. I got my force filled up with my pen and a pad. Living out each day like it's the best that I've had.
And everybody has their reasons to keep on holding, to keep on believing. And everybody gets the feeling that they're reeling, to keep on holding on, keep on holding on, keep on holding on.
Like I'm struggling, juggling too many things at once, and the weight on my shoulders is doubling. I'm exhausted and I'm cutting it close to collapsing. I'll write a rap and start mapping out what's happening from a bird's eye view, and I open my third eye too, so I can see the world from different angles. Loosen the tangles, slip my head free of the noose while the hangman strangles the unaware. While I'm right there watching them do it, breathing the same air, watching them all go through it, but they don't even try to fight it. They bear it and fight it. All I could really do was think of different ways to write it, jot it down, bringing it to life with sound. We just trying to be discovered and do something profound. Although I'm thankful just to be alive and breathing, but then we all got a reason for holding on and believing.
From word to line, to page, the stage I build. My mission is to make sure every single mind's filled with questions. So you better tighten your belt, cause every answer that you need, gotta find in yourself.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it might be easy to say, a lot easier than fighting for a day after day, a lot easier than making a change. Cause you don't realize it's your soul that is taking the strain. It's never a game, yet you just laugh it off. You can't take the pain, so you just pass it off. Yeah, that's courage that you're casting off. Put it in the past, don't think you're ever moving past this loss. Cause these paths we cross can leave you turn right round, and every step you make just bring you back down. While moss grow heavy on your rolling stone, till these seeds are sown and you stop, drop alone. You know every number you got break down to one, and you still wanna be divisible by none. You already done. You better open your eyes. Your disguise will never fool the one that spun those lies. Yeah. But you think you start to understand that everything you need you got in both hands. So what you gonna do with your master plan? It's time for change.
And everybody has their reasons to keep on holding, to keep on believing. And everybody gets the feeling that they're reeling, to keep on holding on, keep on holding on, keep on holding on.
If you were at the Folk Festival, you would have seen that band on stage. They're called DNA 6. And as a matter of fact, they were on stage with another band called Delhi to Dublin. And they were jamming over in stage 5. And there were some great sounds coming from stage number 5. I tell you, it was our own little corner of the universe at the Folk Festival on Saturday. But check them out, DNA 6. They got some good sounds, and they've got a CD out called Human Condition. That selection was called Megalodon. DNA 6. Right after Lily Allen. Yeah, we're out there wearing our flip-flops. Be careful if you're wearing your flip-flops, by the way. They're not so good for teenage feet. Apparently, they're not good for growing feet. But I guess you got old feet, they're okay. Yep, Lily Allen sang, "Nan, you're a window shopper." Oh, yes, you are. Well, we're rolling along here on Son of Night Dreams, Too Tall Tanner till 7:30, and we've got a little UFO report coming up in the next little while. But right now, let's take us back to the Pemberton Outdoor Festival and another band that wowed a lot of people. weekend.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton, with your mother on a sandy lawn. As a sophomore, with reggaeton and the linen you're sitting on.
It's your filthy government, the whole democratic system.
When we are young, enthusiastic, and full of hope, it is difficult to listen to the voice of reason. Who knows? Perhaps it is as it should be. For we are only young once in our lives.
Out of hand.
done. Well done indeed. Effective. Efficient.
Oh.
And to say the very least, entertaining.
Yeah, kind of entertaining, I guess. That's an oldie, but goodie. That goes back to when I first started doing a show here in CITR at 8 o'clock in the morning, or was it 7? I know it was some ungodly hour. 1988 to 98, Group 49, that's LSD 49. I guess it was 98 or something when that came out. LSD 49 and gas. You got gas? Vampire Weekend just before that in Cape Cod, Kawasa, Kawasa! For all you people who were up at Pemberton, but right now it's time to get back down to earth. You know, there's been a lot of strange things going on around the world for many years, 60 years, maybe more, even back to biblical times, if you look in the right spot. Strange objects in the night sky. They call them UFOs. They used to call them flying saucers. I don't know what they called them in biblical times. Look, there's a giant sword flying across the sky. No, it's a shield. Anyway, something bad's going to happen. That's what they said back then. But now we know it's maybe better news. I'm not sure, though. But let's talk to one of the world's most entertaining experts. I call you entertaining, Michael, because you are. You know, you scare a lot of people. You used to scare Nimrod, anyway. You scared him so bad he went to Hollywood, anyway. So here's right. Michael Strainick, and he's going to tell us what's the latest on UFOs.
Well, since we talked last... what UFO reports have been coming in have been kind of clouded out of the picture by talk about UFOs. But last time we discussed a little town near Darwin, Australia, where things were hovering over people's houses and causing them to rattle with the loud noises. Well, that's escalated now where the same small town with fewer than 600 people now have helicopters chasing balls of light and structured objects, and they're like only like 50 feet behind these things, so I'm sure they're getting some good gun camera footage on that. But the big talk at the moment is back to Texas, Stephenville, and Bush's Ranch. Now, MUFON, the organization I was the head of in Canada for over a decade, went in and got the Freedom of Information Act documents on the radar tracks for what was going on at that time. And these things, we now know, were tracked on radar continuously for well over an hour. Now, one of the things that were released were the flight logs for 10 military aircraft that had never been mentioned before, and they were all heavily censored. And all the flights of the F-16s that everyone did see have equally been censored. And this, they also want to know why these F-16s that were chasing these objects entered civilian airspace without the proper authority. And what's interesting, outside of Larry King, who tends to overdo things and very superficially, most of the investigators are complaining about, again, complete media disinterest. We have got now very, very good documents of military radar tracks over restricted, heavily restricted airspace, and nobody in the media wants to even talk about it even slightly. And that has brought out a couple of the astronauts again, most notably Edgar Mitchell, who has always been pretty outspoken about these things. He's now saying that there has been more than a 60-year cover-up of all this. He has seen things himself, and he's even implying that NASA and the military has encountered aliens, whether he is referring to some sort of official contact or whether it's been military people having contact with aliens. he's getting extremely outspoken. And as you well know, there's been about 18 different astronauts at different times who have talked about things they have seen. Some have seen things more than one time, you know, while in orbit. And we know that the Mir and the space station and the space shuttle have all reported things flying around up there, too. But again, it's the media that just does not want to talk about these things, which is why doing the show is so nice.
Well, that's strange. The media has no interest. But I was watching actually that Larry King show that Ed Mitchell was on a few weeks ago. They had Frankie Rhoda, Thomas J. Carey, Roswell investigator, and Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Madsen, retired U.S. Air Force. But the thing was the most annoying is they had, you know, I mean, I don't mind them having somebody that's trying to be critical of what they're saying and maybe, like, counter the, but they had that idiot Bill Nye, the science guy, on, you know.
Oh, God.
And he was just making a complete fool of himself. He kept changing the subject. He was making these weird faces, and he didn't really know what he was talking about. And I wish they'd take the guy off and at least have somebody that's got some credibility on there.
Yeah. Well, I was doing a syndicated show out of Seattle. And the host of the show tried to get Bill Nye to come on the show and debate me, and he turned it down several times. Yeah. He didn't want any part of me because he had probably heard me, and I could have gone one-on-one with him and had a field day because he's just a buffoon.
Well, there you go. You know, most astronomers don't admit that they believe in UFOs, but the guy that discovered the planet Pluto, Clyde Tombaugh, he reported seeing UFOs, a number of them, back in 1949. And, of course, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, head of Project Blue Book since 48 to the early 50s, mid-50s, he finally couldn't explain so many, at least 10% of the sightings. He started the Center for UFO Studies. So check those out. Google UFO, and you'll get have a field day in all the sightings that are going on out there.
Right, and anything with Hynek's name attached to it or QFOS is going to be credible.
For sure. Thank you, Michael Strainick, and our UFO reports.
My pleasure.
Well, I couldn't make it. Now some fool's gotta fake it. Yeah, the singer couldn't make it. I guess he couldn't take it. You can blame it on the rain. You can blame it on the ball and chain. But just make sure it doesn't happen again. Oh no. People, here's the buzz. Was the time I was just a guy on fire. Now the singer just can't cut it. Light verse.
Oh, yes, that's the singer. The singer couldn't make it, but he managed to show up last minute because it's Rodney Graham. The Rodney Graham Band. Yeah, I had to go out and buy that. Went over to Zulu because, you know, I don't know if we got it around here, but it may be a while. Why look for good times? Rodney Graham Band, including Rodney Graham, David Carswell, John Collins, Kevin Beasley Hammond, Patty Ryan, and Peter Bourne, and others in background. Dan Bejar is doing background vocals there with Chrissy Marshall, Lois Maffeo, and Paul Rigby on pedal steel mandolin. So a lot of good tunes on there. Check it out. We'll be playing more as the days go by here on Son of Night Dreams. Almost wanted to call it Radio Radio. That's what Nimrod decided to change the name to. We got it back to the original title because that's where it's at. We are scientists and spoken for just for Rodney Graham Band.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Oh, yes, we are. I look in the mirror and I say, oh, my God, is it real? We're actually almost 65. Oh, no, it can't be. No, couldn't be. All right, 7 o'clock, just past 7. Even if you are listening to this on a podcast, which hasn't actually happened yet, it's live, it's streaming. And it's CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jolly John Tanner with you for another half an hour, and then we got Radio Free GAC. Don't forget the jazz show tonight at 9 o'clock till midnight. Gavin Walker's in for 3 hours of nothing but pure jazz. And check the Discorder magazine to see what's on tap for tonight, because you know what it is. Even though there's clouds out there, you can feel it.
It's summertime.
Yeah, we love summertime. So do the zombies.
It's summertime, and living is easy. The bees are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your mama's good looking. Won't you hush, pretty baby? Don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna wake up singing. Take to the sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing gonna harm you. With your mommy and daddy, they're standing by. I wish I could run around with you.
Oh, yes. There they are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. No kids. That's right, no kids. Do they ring a bell to you? Does it sound kind of familiar, the voices and stuff there? Oh, yes. Well, if it does ring a bell, it's because... Well, first of all, the title of the CD is called Come Into My House, which takes its name from a 1989 Queen Latifah dance single. It's the first release by Vancouver, Canada's trio No Kids. Okay, and they're comprised of three quarters of the pop band Piano. Julia, Justin, and Nick, who writes the songs. Anyway, they did it for you. No Kids performed The Beaches All Closed. What a shame. And just before that, a great version of Summertime by the Zombies, who I think are coming back to town very soon. Okay, right now, let's get on the theme song here. It used to be of a rock and roll legend in Vancouver, Red Robinson. This used to be his theme song. And I see Red's going to be involved in some stuff going on around town in the next little while, so I just kind of like to salute him. And a salute for summer oldies. We're going to take you back starting with 1955. And I'd like to salute Red Robinson, too, because, you know, Red was the guy that gave me my first job in Vancouver radio. I was a DJ up in Kelowna from 59 till about 64, and then Red got me to come down here in 1964, September, to work at C-Fun Radio, which was sort of battling it out with CKLG at the time. So let's take a listen to hear what Red Robinson sounded like on the radio first. This is back at C-Fun in 1966.
1964 from yesterday.
No more than a face somewhere in the crowd. Just another girl to me.
Just another guy. Cliff Richard, the Red Robinson Show. This is C-Pod. That's talking from yesterday, 1964. We continue with the big winners. The great big giants of the all-new C-Fantastic 50. It's the countdown of the Good Music Survey.
C-Fan 141.
All I see is you, Dusty Springfield. Chalking up at number 9, Dusty's sixth big hit from England this week, number 9. The Hollies with Running Window, a hit from yesterday, 1965.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. To my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird. We'll be right back.
so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry their gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, they'll never look back. And think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and we chronologically went from Bo Diddley's Bo Diddley 1955 to Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel 1956 and Buddy Holly and the Crickets Not Fade Away 1957. And we'll salute the 50s next time in 2 weeks here at CITR's Son of Night Dreams. Jolly John with you, another 13 or so minutes going, and wow, if you're down at the beach tonight, it's going to be cloudy. Maybe a few rays of sunshine. We're supposed to get some rain overnight and tomorrow, and but it's not going to last forever, is it? Because it'll be cleared up in time for Feist next week. But if it is clear tonight, keep your eye on the sky. You can't miss Jupiter out there. If you got binoculars, aim your binoculars at Jupiter. It's a bright star off to the southeast. 9:45, 10 o'clock, can't miss it. See the moons. They look like little stars next to the brighter star that's actually Jupiter. And in August 1st, don't forget, if you're up in... Nunavut, not Tuktoyaktuk. Nunavut, up in the near Greenland, you might see an eclipse of the sun August 1st, 6:12 in the morning. It'll be the midnight sun. That should be pretty spectacular.
From my old coat pocket, my spirit's alive. I want you to know. I'm getting down with the young drunk lovers. I'm getting down with the one way pack. I'm getting down with the silly and the pity of it. I'm getting down with it. Break our love. Whoa.
There's Vancouver's Bella, and didn't mean to break our love. Honestly, seriously, folks. And the Kills getting down just before that. I guess it's just about time for us to get down and out here, is it? Is it time to leave? Do we have to go? Gary Kay. Yeah, well, Gary Kay wants to take over now, so I got to leave. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's been fun. Son of Night Dreams will be back in 2 weeks.
Assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all.
Well, we'll try and figure it out.
You don't know if anything is real.
Yeah. Just get the latest issue of Discorder magazine. Okay, it's good for next month, too. Yeah.
Look at it.
Tells you what's going on. And good reviews in there. Great review of No Kids. So check it out. Discorder magazine, your favorite record store. Happy trails from Jolly John, Tanner Manor. Making way for Radio Free Gack.
Saturday, when we will all be with you again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Buster.
With lots of music and lots of fun, lots of laughing for everyone, lots of everything under the sun.
Oh, I'll bring the breakfast. I love to eat.
Meatballs, what a treat! My voice may squeak, but may I wish a happy week for everyone.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
The surf's up for CITR's Surfari Party, dude. Presented by West Beach, man.
Ha ha. On Thursday, July 31st, come to Lola's Nightclub, man. Located on 2291 West Broadway. Support your campus and community radio station. Celebrating the summer with cheap drink specials and DJs Maxwell, and Warm It Up Chris on the turntables. It's gonna be a gnarly night.
Now come on a safari with me.
Dude, tickets are only $5 at the door. There will be prizes from West Beach and CITI for best costume, so make sure you come in your Surfari here.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing today.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago!